I mean, I'm just telling the truth, you know, my whole story and everything like that, and just not holding anything back, you know. Yeah. I failed 2 drug tests, and they were both Big Ten drug tests, and got me suspended from school. Yes. Yep. I knew it was coming. I mean, I'm not tired of answering. I'm used to it.
Is the hardest part of this situation for you convincing them that you are telling the truth and that you are, this is behind you?
No. I mean, I feel like it's all out there, so it's not really hard.
You don't think you have to convince teams that it's faster?
Yeah, for sure. I have to convince everybody.
Virginia Tech defensive end Daddy Nicholas, table 3. Virginia Tech defensive end Daddy Nicholas, table 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with anybody that has, like, a substance abuse problem that they've had, I feel like they're pretty wary about it. But, I mean, if it's behind you, I mean, you convince the team that it's behind you, then.
How did you get it behind you? What did you do to get help or did you
see help? I mean, just stayed on top of it, you know, been drug tested frequently, and just, like, put my focus more on football, school, stuff like that. So.
How did you get into it?
Excuse me? There was a group of people I can't hang with. I mean, I had to be more to myself and stay away from that party scene. So
was it more about
Yeah, it was more like partying and going out. Every time I did it, it was me going out partying.
So. Hey, Noah, when you think about that experience and kind of how it impacted your family, I know you're real close to your father,
mm-hmm.
your other family members, what can you tell us about that dynamic in trying to rebound from that in your family?
I mean, to be honest, my parents never really, like, put me down about it or anything like that. They just wanted to see me do better. You know, it was never like, oh, I hate you, like, why'd you do that type deal. It was embarrassing for them, but, I mean, it was never, like, trying to put me down or anything like that.
No, it was one of the hardest parts of that, what particular time that you might have been partying?
I spent a lot more time by myself. You know, I got a girlfriend now. I chill, go to movies and stuff like that. I don't do much partying nowadays. Honestly, it was more of me going to parties and, like, just doing that while I was at parties. It was never really an addiction.
So what teams talked about in, when they meet with players that have a history or just an incident like this, that they try to also find out, you know, things that they might not know. If this is one thing, is it a pattern? I feel like it was difficult to either earn the trust or convince teams that, you know, you've improved yourself from that.
Like I said, I mean, I feel like everything I've ever done is out in the open. I've never got away with anything. So, I mean, it's all there. Like, it ain't nothing to hide. I think my biggest strength is pass rush. I'm relentless on the field, and I think I can get better with, like, my run stopping abilities and playing within the framework of the defense, but... You know what I mean?
Both Decker and Bosa said you're a great guy. Does that help you out a lot? I mean, these guys are hard-trained guys. They're saying, hey, Noah's a great guy. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it helps me out a lot. And, I mean, I feel blessed
Boston
to have them
College
as friends. You know what I mean? I don't feel
College
like
tackle
I ever was disrespectful or a bad person to anybody. I mean, I just had a couple problems that I made some mistakes, you know, and that's pretty much it. My dad. I only know him a lot in the process.
USC linebacker Sua Cravens,
excuse me.
A. USC linebacker Sua Cravens, podium
huh?
A.
Yes. Yep.
You know, what was the most challenging question that you received from teams when they asked you about the situation?
I haven't really had many challenging questions. I mean, they're all questions that I knew were coming. So, just answer them.
Now, was there a game?
I'm Giants, Kansas City, Ravens, Washington, and so I'll do it right now.
So is there a Richmond you ever wondered why you act like
No, I knew what I did. I knew why I was there, and I knew it was a business trip for me. You know, it was a great school. I mean, I wanted to win and everything like that, but I knew coming in there that what I wanted to do, what I wanted to get out of the situation. So.
How much do you think it helps you that you dropped your, a year and a half behind you and you built up some clean track records now as opposed to this stuff that just happened in the last fall?
It's definitely, like, huge for me. I mean, especially with all my drug tests and still being drug tested to this day. It shows that I've grown from the situation and tried my best to become a better person. Every week now. I mean, and I was on every drug test list while I was at Eastern Kentucky. And after I failed at Ohio State, I was drug tested like twice a week up until I left from Ohio State. So, yeah.
Based on your current skill set now, is there any defensive lineman in the NFL, active or retired, that you would compare yourself to right now?
I like Justin Houston's game a lot. Yeah.
What was the year like for you at Eastern?
It was more of a year of me like finding myself, you know. More so trying to become a better person and helped.
Do you see yourself as more of a defensive end or outside linebacker?
Or both. I don't really see myself as more one or the other. Excuse me? Good.
Hey, Noah, what can you tell us about your father? People don't know him. What kind of guy is he? Personality?
Like I said, he's a good, genuine person. I mean, he doesn't really, like, get on me too much. But he, like, explains to me, like, what I've done wrong. And then we go about, like, how I'm going to get better with the situation, you know? I mean, I love my school. I love Eastern Kentucky. I mean, they took me in after I was suspended, and it means the world to me. So, I mean, whatever I can do to help them, it's great.
What's that like,
Notre Dame defensive end Romeo Aguara, table four. Notre Dame defensive end Romeo Aguara, table four.
I couldn't hear that. I'm sorry. I mean, it's still football. Like, I mean, I didn't feel much different except for the crowds being smaller. Everybody still loved the game that I went against, and it was still football. I don't have any expectations. I mean, I feel blessed to be in this situation. I mean, I didn't think I would be even back here, so wherever I go, it's fine with me. Yeah.
What was your emotions like when you watched
him? I'm happy for him. I mean, it's still my brothers and stuff like that. You know, still care about them guys and want to see him win, want to see him succeed. So it's good.